What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Baseball Connection. So, a new week is upon us. We got off to a good start. A lot of action on Monday. Let's jump right into it. Let's start in Cincinnati, where Ellie De La Cruz stole the show. He hit two home runs, one of them, which was a 450-foot blast deep center field, and then another one, which was an inside-the-park home run. He's the first player to do both, to hit a 450-foot plus home run and an inside-the-park home run in the same game, at least in the StatCast era. And the StatCast era only goes back to 2015. But hey, it's something we haven't seen in a long time, basically. So first one was, you know, pimp job. He knew he got it. And the second one was line drive to center field. Center fielder tries to make a diving play and doesn't get it. And Ellie De La Cruz has elite speed. And he does the round trip home to home. But, you know, this is Ellie De La Cruz's first full season in the big leagues. You know, he came up partway through the year last year. He's 22 years old. We know he has electric tools, and it's him putting it together that makes us excited, because we've seen the raw speed, the raw power, you know, all that. But when you put it together and you impact a game, you help your team win like this, that's when it gets really exciting. So the Reds ended up winning this game by a score of 10-8 over the Milwaukee Brewers, thanks in large part to Ellie De La Cruz. So you have a switch hitting shortstop who has elite speed and power, and you know, he can put on some really nice performances like this. And Cincinnati actually opened up an 8-0 lead after four innings before the game nearly slipped away from them. It was an 8-3 lead in the fifth before Ellie De La Cruz hit his 450-foot homer, and that was his first homer of the season. And you know, the game kept starting to slip away, but you know, they held on. It could have been ugly for the Reds. But at the end of the day, Ellie De La Cruz was 3-for-4 with four runs scored, and they won the game. But you know, Milwaukee tried to close, I mean, they closed the gap actually to one run in the top of the seventh when Christian Yelich hit a two-run homer. But you know, at the end of the day, like I said, Reds end up hanging on to win, and they got a 10-8 victory. So yeah, a win's a win. Let's jump over to San Diego, where the Padres finally got a, well, no, this was not their first home game. This is not their first home game. They already played some home games, but they got a home victory here, a series opener, 9-8 over the Cubs. And they actually scored seven times in the sixth inning, and then they won it on Fernando Tatis Jr.'s two-run homer in the eighth. That was the big blast here in this game. It was a comeback, the big comeback victory. They erased an 8-0 deficit against Chicago. And that's how they did it there. That blast by Fernando Tatis Jr. in the eighth was the go-ahead shot after they were down 8 runs. Big time comeback blast. I mean, he knew it. As soon as it came off his bat, he pumps himself up, turns to the dugout, and yeah. But 3 times before in history, but only once at Petco Park, have the Padres come down from 8 runs to win a game. The last time they did it was in 2021 against the Nationals. And before that, they did it twice in the 70s. So it's a pretty rare feat. And Robert Suarez ended up getting the save for them. A big win, big series opening win. And to do it at home, of course, that ignites the home crowd when you get a nice big comeback victory like that. On the other side of it, of course, you can talk about it from the Cubs' point of view. You could say it's a meltdown. You know, meltdown when you cough up an 8-0 lead. I mean, they were up 8-0 in the top of the sixth. I mean, they scored 8 runs in the first four innings and put up some zeros, and they scored eight. They were up 8-0, and then in the bottom of the sixth was when the Padres started to score. They scored 7 runs in that inning and ended up coming back to win this thing. But looking at the numbers, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting second, playing right field. He's got a 903 OPS here in the early going. You know, some guys in the Padres lineup are off to a bit of a slow start. Machado's off to a slow start. Bogart's off to a slow start. But, you know, you have Jurickson Profar, who's hitting in the five hole. He's hitting 308 with a 913 OPS to start the year. So, you know, he's off to a fast start. Jackson Merrill, Tatis, but everyone else kind of needs to pick it up. So hopefully as the season goes on, those guys' bats get hotter. Let's jump to Minneapolis, where you had the Dodgers taking on the Twins. And the Dodgers got a 4-2 victory at Target Field. You had James Outman and Shohei Ohtani launching sky-high moonshots, which just left the yard solo home runs in the seventh. So the Outman home run put the Dodgers up 3-2, and Ohtani's home run, which was his third of the year, all of which came in his last five games. Ohtani's home run gave them an insurance run, which really wasn't needed, thanks to the Dodgers pitchers. Dodgers pitchers retired 18, or yeah, the final 18 Twins batters they faced. But Ohtani had two doubles to go with his home run, which gave him eight extra base hits in his last five games. He's also posted five straight multi-hit games, the longest such streak in his career. So basically, he's locked in on the mound. Ohtani is locked in on the mound. Oh, sorry, not on the mound. He's locked in at the plate. He's locked in at the plate and seeing the ball really well right now. At this point, you know, you've got a DH for the season. You know, we know he's not going to hit, but you got your DH and he's locked in now. He's seen 345 with a 1,056 OPS, three homers, and he's looking like Shohei Ohtani. Dodgers end up getting a nice win here over the Minnesota Twins. 3-2 was the final score. Let's head to New York, where Juan Soto hit his first Yankees home run. And he did it at home. He paid back the fans' love, his first pinstripe blast. You know, the first Yankee homestand has been a love fest between Juan Soto and the Yankees fan base. You know, the moment he jogged onto the field for the home opener, they gave him a nice ovation. The curtain call, the roll call, I should say, for the Yankees, wearing some Soto Loves New York cleats and greeting the bleacher creatures with a deep bow. So he hit a three-run blast over the right field wall. It's the right field upper deck there to open a 7-0 victory over the Marlins. And yeah, I mean, this was off of Jesus Luzardo, just a few batters after Anthony Volpe opened the scoring with a three-run shot of his own. And this just, you know, bust open the game. This busted open the game. You know, Luzardo's a good pitcher, but the Yankees were not fooled by what he was throwing at all. And Yankees cruise to a victory here, 7-0 easy victory over the Miami Marlins. You know, Marlins team, which has been struggling, they actually got their first win of the season over the weekend, but, you know, they did jump right back in the loss column on Monday. So it was a 7-0 Yankees victory. Volpe homered, Juan Soto homered, and the Yankees cruise to an easy victory. We head out to Anaheim. The Angels had a complete team performance here. Big nights from Mike Trout, Taylor Ward, Tyler Anderson, and they got a 7-1 win over the Rays. Mike Trout has been hitting the ball well. You know, kind of forgot about this guy because he's been hurt so much last few years, but you know, when he's been healthy, he's been that dude. He's been Mike Trout. Hit his 53rd career triple in the first inning, and you know, he didn't stop there. He actually just fell a double short of the cycle. He homered as well. You know, triple in the first, solo shot in the third. So I ended up getting three hits, just a double shy of the cycle. And yeah, if you look now, you know, Trout's tied for the major league lead in home runs with five home runs. He has an 1138 OPS. And that's what we're used to seeing from the guy. We're seeing a guy who's just elite, who just does his thing and hits the ball well. You also had Tyler Anderson, seven innings, no runs in this game. And then, like I said, you had Taylor Ward, 3-for-5 on the night, three RBIs, raising his OPS to 897. So a 7-1 Angels victory. They're actually first in the AL West, if you don't look now, but 6-4, six wins, four losses, first in the AL West. Who would have thunk? I mean, we're only 10 games in, not that it really means a whole lot, but getting off to a good start is important. It really is. And if these guys stay healthy, then they could make things interesting. And let's jump to, where shall we jump, actually? Yeah, let's jump to Atlanta. Let's jump to Atlanta, where the Mets survived a late rally and end up claiming their first meeting with the Braves. They won this game. DJ Stewart ended up hitting a home run here in the eighth inning. And that was the big blast here. It was a go-ahead homer. It was a tie game, 5-5 in the top of the eighth. DJ Stewart hits a two-run homer to deep center field and gives them the go-ahead. And they end up winning this game 8-7 over the Braves. You know, big matchup. You know, anytime we see these NL East matchups, they end up playing a big role later in the season. You know, these NL East divisional matchups, talking about Mets and Braves, let's say Phillies Mets, Phillies Braves, for example. You know, these are big matchups all season long for sure. And the Mets get an 8-7 win over Atlanta. So divisional win, you'll take it how you can get it. Doesn't really matter, but a win is a win, and Mets get this one. So a bunch of series began on Monday. You know, things will continue, and we'll see how they wrap things up as the week goes on. But off to a really good start, some of these teams, for example. But that's going to do it for today, folks. If you enjoyed this, please share it with someone who'd be interested, and we'll see you next time on Baseball Connection.